This is great news for the Liberal Democrats, but more importantly for Breckinridgeshire and Wales and the country. Liberal Democrats have maintained the momentum we got with our amazing results in the local elections and, of course, the European elections, where we beat Labour and the Conservatives for the first time in 100 years in the UK-wide election. So the Liberal Democrat momentum goes on, and it's burst the bubble of a certain Boris Johnson.
Do you think that this was an endorsement for Remain?
I think it was. We saw the Remain alliance where Plaid and Green stood down for us, and we're grateful for that. And we won this election with a good majority. This has been a constituency where majorities have been quite small, quite thin, but we managed to get over 1,000 vote majority. So, well, it was a good result tonight.
Well, it's interesting you say it's an endorsement for Remain, because I was just doing some back-of-the-envelope calculations, and from my reckoning, it looks like you take the Conservatives, UKIP, the Brexit Party, the Brexit, the Leave vote. Everyone else is the Remain vote, leaving aside the still-raving Looney Party. I'm not sure what their position is. Then actually, it was about 52-48 in favour of Leave. About exactly the same as the referendum. Nothing's changed.
Well, we stood as the lead Remain party, and we won. And it goes on the back of the European election results, where the Remain votes won UK-wide. So I think the Remain ticket is doing really well. We now have an extra MP in Parliament. You'll recount that in a lot of the Brexit debates in Parliament, the majorities have just been one MP. Now the Tories have lost one MP and the Liberal Democrats have gained one MP. That's very, very important for the parliamentary arithmetic in the battles ahead. I think this is one of the most significant parliamentary by-elections because of its impact on the parliamentary arithmetic in the House of Commons and in the debates on Brexit in the weeks and months ahead.
The working majority of the government's now down to just one. Do you think that tonight's made a general election more likely?
I don't know. It depends on Boris Johnson's calculations. Let's remember that if he looks at this, the big swing to the Liberal Democrats from the Conservatives, he'll be afraid of a general election because he thinks he may well lose it. So who knows about his calculations? What I hope he takes from this is that the people in Mid Wales don't want a no-deal Brexit, which is hugely damaging to Welsh farmers, particularly those with their lamb exports, which would face a massive increase in tariffs if we had a no-deal Brexit. So I hope Mr Johnson will think again.
So you've had this Remain alliance in this constituency. Does this mean if there is going to be a general election that there will be more Remain alliances, and indeed that you will stand aside, just as the Greens and Plaid and whoever have done for you, that you will stand aside for them in some constituencies?
I'm not going to predict that. What I will say is...
It's not fair, isn't it? They did it for you.
If you let me finish. What we've done in the House of Commons is we've worked with lots of other parties to stop Brexit. We've worked with Labour MPs, Tory MPs, SNP, the Greens and Plaid. And at the general election, we would want to work with other parties to make sure we can stop Brexit. How that will come out and how that will actually be engineered, I don't know. I'm not going to certainly predict tonight. What tonight has shown is that if parties work together in a mature way, you can stop Brexit. This is an important frontline vote to stop Brexit tonight.
And so what do you think in terms of viewers waking up tomorrow morning? What's the message? How has politics changed now overnight?
Well, people have known parliamentary by-elections over the years that really haven't made a massive difference to the parliamentary arithmetic. But when you have a House of Commons where the government has just a tiny majority, now reduced to one, when there are votes of such historic importance ahead of us in the coming weeks, this is probably the most significant parliamentary by-election of our generation, and the Liberal Democrats have won it. And that is very good news for those people who are watching your programme who want to help the Liberal Democrats stop Brexit.
Do you think that... What's happened to the Labour vote? I mean, in terms of how you assembled this winning majority, Labour vote's gone way down. Do you think that that is going to be replicated in other parliamentary seats? Is that basically your strategy now? Really mine into that Labour Remain vote that we saw in 2017?
Yeah, well, what was interesting about the Labour vote when I was knocking on doorsteps and talking to people was that some people were giving us a tactical vote because they wanted to get behind the party that could beat the Conservatives, and we're grateful for that. It worked. There were some who were saying that they were fed up with the Labour Party because of Jeremy Corbyn. So we are seeing Labour vote come to us for different reasons, and I think that will be replicated across the country. And one thing I will say, if there's a general election, if people are worried about the twin dangers facing the UK, which I think are Brexit and Jeremy Corbyn, the one way to defeat both of those dangers is to vote Liberal Democrat.
And do you think that, I mean, there have been lots of rumours about potential Conservative MPs, maybe other Labour MPs, coming to join you in the Liberal Democrats. You obviously have a real spring in your step. Do you think that's likely to happen?
I hope so. I can't give you any odds on whether it's going to happen. Certainly, leading Conservative Remainers and leading Labour Remainers have been talking over the weeks and months to ourselves. But that's not just about whether they're going to join us. It's about how we will work together in Parliament to bring that vote together to stop Brexit.
The conversations are happening.
Conversations are happening. Obviously, they are, yes.
And you think Heidi Allen might be... I mean, that's something that everyone talks about.
Well, we can talk about
it. No, very few people are watching this time, Ed. I mean, sure.
It's a really good attempt. Very, very, very good attempt. But I'm not going to name any names. That would be deeply inappropriate. What I will say is that there's some good cross-party working. And whether that ends in people coming to join us or not, the key thing is, can we deliver for the British people a people's vote so people can have their say and we can have a democratic decision following the impasse in Parliament and the failure of the Conservatives to come together and do what they said they were going to do.
A vindication of Lib Dem members for choosing Jo Swinson over you?
Well, listen, I think this is good for Jo Swinson. We fought a very, very friendly leadership campaign with great courtesy because we're friends. And I think it stood in stark contrast to the very divisive and quite hostile leadership election you saw with the Conservatives.